Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
All right, Pirates split with the Reds. Key Brian Hayes comes here, has a double yesterday, doesn't really do much beyond that. Looked like the Key Brian Hayes we all grew accustomed to watching with the Pirates. Very little power, played decent defense at third, better than decent. But we did see Miguel Andujar make a return to Pittsburgh, hit that home run. His OPS on the season is over 800. This is a guy that 2 years ago, Ben Cherington just DFA'd and gave up for nothing. Placed multiple positions, corner, outfield, third base. Dan Zangrilli remembers that. He'll have pre and post tonight as the Pirates take on the hottest team in baseball, the Brewers, who are running away with the NL Central. More on that in a second. You can listen to the PM Team on Demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Dan's visits with us are brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. So I posted that thing about Andujar after he hit the home run yesterday, Dan. And one of the responses I got from someone who I trust is they got rid of Andujar because they did not trust him around their young players. That there was an issue, apparently, with Andujar and maybe O'Neill Cruz and some of these guys, and they just said, you're not worth it. That's the first I'd heard that.
I didn't hear that about Andujar specifically, but I know that the Pirates, and I think this has been reported and pretty common knowledge, the Pirates have been obviously very, very careful with who they let around O'Neill Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how's that turning out?
I think that it speaks in the numbers, right? And you could use, I think, a veteran presence because...
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you think that's one of the issues with him?
With Cruz?
Yeah.
I wouldn't go that far, but would it hurt? I think we saw the best version of O'Neill Cruz when Carlos Santana was here. Would you agree with that?
I thought the best version of him was for the first 2 months of this season, and then he forgot how to hit in June.
Sure. But to your point and your question about Andujar and whatever you're hearing, I thought that Cruz was making the biggest strides when Carlos Santana was here. You don't agree with that?
I thought he was, I'm trying to think back on that year and how I would grade his season. I thought he was still a trending up player, sure.
And I guess what I'm saying is, where is that Carlos Santana for O'Neill Cruz? Does he need him? Does he not need him at this stage in his career?
What are Brian Reynolds and Andrew McCutchen?
Well, I think anytime you have a fellow countryman, like that's always a wonderful thing. When you are in a clubhouse where English isn't your first language, like who do you gravitate towards?
But he's also almost 30 now, Dan. I mean, he's not a
no
spring
doubt.
Chicken anymore.
That's why That's why I asked the question. Maybe it's not necessary.
I mean, what's going on with him? I mean, he can't buy a friggin' hit right now. Right. And he almost had a blunder late in that game that if not for the Reds Keystone copping an inning, the people that are still paying attention to the Pirates would have called the postgame show and said, bench this guy because he's in la-la land.
Yeah, because the night before, obviously, he gets doubled off to end the game. He is, I think, since June 1st, barely replacement level. That's what he is right now.
Well, that's just, I don't know. I mean, I think I speak for a lot of people. I know all these things happened. I've seen all these plays. And I don't want to say apathy because it's too easy a word, but like a certain sense of inevitability creeps in. And I say, well, what do you expect? I mean, this is how it's been going for a while. And I'm not sure even having a Carlos Santana or a comparable player from the Dominican who's a veteran, who's a proven player,
right,
at this point supersedes or outstrips all the poor developmental things that are seemingly put around a guy like O'Neill Cruz. Like no urgency, no impetus, no nothing. I don't know what their plan is with him. I don't know what they're asking of him behind the scenes.
Is he pissed that he's playing center field, Dan?
I think he's taken to that. I don't think he was ever happy about moving from shortstop. But I think he's gotten to the point now where he's embraced center field. He's obviously much better defensively. I think we can see that. The metrics certainly point to that. But that was a long time ago. I think he's moved on and he's turned the page. Would he ever want to go back? That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know if that opportunity exists, honestly, because, hey, what do you have beyond 2025 at that position? I don't think that there's anything being solidified there. I personally would maybe revisit that, but I don't know. I don't think they ever would do that because he's made so many strides defensively and he's really settling into the center field position. And it would be just unfair to bounce him back after bouncing him.
Do you feel like that's the one area where he has then made the most tangible progress is defending his new position?
Sure. I mean, if we're gonna compare it to what he's done offensively,
let me put it this way. In a vacuum, if he wasn't so bad offensively, do you think he's actually started to play a pretty good center field?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, I do. Okay. I think we all knew that. For me, it was never a question of can he play the position. You knew there was going to be growing pains. The guy has so many tools. It's just a matter of time before he takes to that position and he starts improving. That was never an issue for me. I just always thought, and I wanted to see a larger sample size of him at shortstop because, right, you had the unicorn there. Mm-hmm. Well, you took the unicorn, you chopped the horn off.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Just made him a horse.
How do the Brewers do it? Why can the Brewers do this and the Pirates can't year after year? They spend no money this offseason. Right. They get Priester from Boston. They get Andrew Vaughn off the White Sox scrap heap. Yeah. They make trades. These guys come over in trades. They make them much better. They find their own players, Collins, Terang. They make these guys quality players. I just, once in a while,
what's
they
the
do give out a big contract. They give Yelich a big deal. Oh, he's not playing as well. That's going to be an albatross or an anchor. It's not. They're running away with the division. How does it happen, Dan? But it never happens here.
Zero to six players.
To 15.
I mean, everything that you just laid out, it's all about, and you mentioned the money part, and that's why I argue, and it's not to lay down and defend any one particular person in the Pirates organization. There's just a way to go about it and a way to do it and a way to build a true organization, and that is from the ground up, and that is doing all the things that you just laid out. Everything that the Brewers are doing, the Pirates are not. They're trading shrewdly. They are developing.
But the trades only become shrewd sometimes when you get the player and you make him something more than what he was elsewhere.
Sure. But what they also do is they also parlay their existing assets into ones that do help the club. When you deal a Tyone, when you deal a Marte, what are you getting back?
Yep.
When the Rays deal Chris Archer, they turn that into nine players.
Yeah, right.
That all impact positively.
Yep.
The major league roster. That's where the shortcomings are.
Why did they not hire that GM? Why is he there making them a contender? Yep. And yeah. We've got Ben Cherington, who can't tell the difference between Mickey Mouse and Mickey Mantle, according to one scout.
It's a great question. I don't know, and I'd like to know that answer.
Here, right?
Oh, apps. From what I understand, sure, 100%.
Did they want to hire him, and he said no? Because that would be very relevant to me.
I don't know that, but I understand that he was right there on the doorstep at the goal line.
Oh, wow.
However that, you
what
know.
That's a
touche, Dan.
That's high and tight right there, Pony. That's right under the chin.
I'm okay.
He's Bob Gibson over here. He's knocking people over. We're going to get Marischal and Roseboro in a second.
We're just having fun. We're just just playing a little radio here. No,
I would love to know if Matt Arnold, it was their first choice, and said, I've got other options out there, because that would say a lot to me.
I don't think he was.
I would say,
well, both of them would say a lot to me, but I almost feel like that would actually be worse than the Pirates blundering and picking the wrong guy of the two.
There's probably two people that know the answer to that question, the owner and the president, and who knows? Did the owner and the president have two different guys, and then, you know, over coffee or in a closed-door meeting in that office, who was more convincing to the other? That's probably the answer to the question, if I'm to venture a guess.
At 6:40 tonight, you'll hear Dan on the Leadoff Show getting you ready for a new series, Pirates in the First Place Brewers. Thank you, Dan.
All right, guys.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.